welcome back to Improvising Fatherhood with Nate Smith.
Whew. I had a pretty rough week. I spent most of it in the wilderness. By wilderness, I don't mean I was sleeping under the stars or setting up camp in the woods. I was in a perfectly nice house with running water and fully functioning AC and heat. But this house just so happened to be located in the quaint little village of Elsa, Illinois. And Elsa is an internet and cellular dead zone. I got off the plane and was greeted by my parents. They were so excited to see my 11-week-old baby. I was so excited to check my email and Twitter on my iPhone after 2 hours of mile-high exile. We drove towards their house, and as I caught up in my Facebook news feed, I watched my reception drop off. And then, it was gone. No big deal. I'll just use Wi-Fi at my parents' place, I thought. We arrive at their house, and Ashley gets the baby settled in as I set up our mobile electronics command center. iPhones are charging, and the MacBook is ready to connect. No Wi-Fi. Okay, I'll just use the internet on my parents' computer. No computer. No internet? The adventure was about to begin. I remember hearing about the book Swiss Family Robinson and watching ABC's hit show Lost, where ordinary people were forced to live like cavemen and fend for themselves in the wild. And now, I was living it. What was I going to do? I have a child to care for. Well, my wife had a child to care for, and if she's taking care of him, who's taking care of me? I hunkered down and mentally prepared myself for the week ahead. I was going to have to find other ways to entertain myself. And then, I heard it. A small, baby-like sound. It was coming from my baby. Holy cow, I have a child. A son, even. And he does stuff. Playing with Chandler is similar to playing a new game on my iPhone. At first, it can be hard to figure out the controls, and I really want to make sure I don't drop them. While Chandler seems to be impervious to liquid damage, his battery life is nowhere near as long as the iPhone. Nevertheless, this week was really fun. Every morning we woke up with Chandler, and he had breakfast in bed, thanks Mommy, and then playtime. There were so many priceless moments. I've never seen Chandler smile as much as I did this week. We even heard a legitimate giggle from him. Chandler did so many cute things, and at first, every time he did something, I'd reach for my iPhone so I could tweet to the world what he had done. Each time I was reminded that I was disconnected from society, and the only people I could send status updates to were sitting in the room with me. Chandler just smiled. Would you like to comment or say that you liked my post? Now we are on our way home, back into the warm embrace of the internet. And while I can't wait to reconnect with all my Facebook friends, most of whom I've never actually met, I want to make sure I continue to stay plugged in to the people who are right next to me. Hopefully there's an app for that.
To find more on the comedy of being a dad, go to improvisingfatherhood.com.